Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bullies: How the Left's Culture of Fear and Intimidation Silences Americans, by Ben Shapiro. Narrated by Charles Constant. Introduction. On March 10, 2011, President Barack Obama led a White House conference on a crisis plaguing America, the crisis of bullying. In the middle of the greatest economic collapse since the Great Depression, with American soldiers involved in two wars overseas, with Iran on the brink of nuclear weapons development, the White House was focused laser-like on kids getting thrown into lockers. There had been no measurable uptick in school bullying across America. In fact, by all available statistics, bullying is down across the board, with young Americans demonstrating particular tolerance for those of different backgrounds. All Americans, virtually without exception, hate bullies. But President Obama felt the necessity to call leaders across America together to decry bullying. "Bullying isn't a problem that makes headlines every day," the president said, his sonorous baritone trembling with emotion. "But every day it touches the lives of young people all across this country. And that's why we're here today. If there's one goal of this conference, it's to dispel the myth that bullying is just a harmless rite of passage or an inevitable part of growing up. It's not." Obama didn't stop there. He appeared on Cartoon Network to preface a documentary on bullying, solemnly intoning, "I care about this issue deeply, not just as the president, but as a dad. We've all got to do more. Everyone has to take action against bullying." He launched a website under the auspices of the Department of Health and Human Services, stopbullying.gov, because God knows that HHS shouldn't be utilizing its resources on, say, fighting cancer. Obama even cut videos on behalf of anti-bullying groups like the It Gets Better campaign. So, what prompted President Obama's sudden recognition, 2 years after taking office, that bullying was an issue worth tackling? Jonathan Capehart, an Obama administration ally at The Washington Post, asked White House senior advisor and Obama mentor Valerie Jarrett exactly that question the day of the White House conference. Taking on bullying, Jarrett admitted, was part of the president's Winning the Future campaign strategy. In fact, the goal was to recruit all Americans as part of Obama's anti-bullying campaign. The purpose here is to engage people in that conversation and to give it the spotlight of the White House so that perhaps people who've been ignoring this issue or weren't aware of it, we can capture their attention. Everybody in the community has a role to play, not just parents and students. What could a childless 80-year-old shut-in from Hoboken, for example, do about bullying? Obama and Jarrett never made that clear. What they did make clear, however, was that bullying, not just school bullying, was something that had to be fought. Americans had to take up the challenge. America had to become an anti-bullying country. This was a weird pitch, to say the least. After all, America has the greatest anti-bullying record of any country in human history. America hates bullies. Over the course of the 20th century, America defeated Nazism and communism abroad, Jim Crow and sexism at home. Why would Americans, Americans of all people on earth, need a remedial course in anti-bullying? We didn't. We just needed a bit of Obama re-education. The strategy here was simple. Obama and his friends in the media and on the organized left picked the one thing all Americans can agree on: bullying. They strategically placed President Obama at the head of the anti-bullying cause. Then came the brilliant gambit. They appropriated bullying to apply only to anything remotely conservative. The Tea Party? A bunch of bullies. Religious people? Bullies. Global warming unbelievers? Defense hawks, venture capitalists, fans of voter identification or traditional marriage, opponents of affirmative action, right-to-work advocates, supporters of Israel, haters of Glee? Bullies. Those who dislike President Obama? They were the biggest bullies of all. Liberalism and anti-bullying, it turned out, were, miracle of miracles, one and the same.